International Conference on Islam opens. Prominent Islamic leaders are standing up for their religion, nations, and values at an International Conference on Islam, being held in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Center of the discussions so far has been the hijacking of the religion of Islam by fundamentalists. On Tuesday, the Iraqi president, Jalal Talabani, said Islam is being distorted by terrorist groups who trampled on the rights of ordinary Muslims. In an impassioned and hard-hitting speech, he lamented the current devastation and carnage in his country, where he said Al-Qaeda is inflicting enormous suffering. He implored Islamic leaders from all sects to spread the message from the Quran that he who kills the innocent will go to hell. He also lambasted as blind deceit the argument that paradise awaited suicide bombers. Mr. Talabani also vehemently challenged Europe's opposition to the US-led occupation of Iraq. He said war was the only way to end the brutalities of Saddam Hussein's regime. He warned of dire consequences worldwide if terrorists defeated freedom in Iraq. Afghanistan's leader, Hamid Karzai, supported him by reminding people of the horrors Saddam Hussein had institutionalized to maintain his vice-like grip on Iraq, which he said had become hell. He expressed abhorrence that, for the first time, an autocratic regime had waged a quiet war by using chemical and biological weapons against its own people. Nevertheless, Mr. Talabani was optimistic about the future of Iraq, not least because of its fledgling constitution, which he says is unique in the Arab world.